Alright folks, welcome back to Chebium's Mind. Your daily dose of 5 minutes with me, Dick Carter, your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking the inner champion. Today's topic. You guessed it, the science behind positive thinking. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut, constantly battling negative thoughts? I get it, we all have those days. But here's the thing. Science is starting to show just how powerful positive thinking can be, not just for your mood, but for your entire life. And trust me, when I say entire life, I mean everything from your physical health to your success in tackling those goals you keep putting off. Here's the deal, our brains are wired to focus on the negative. It's a survival mechanism honed over millennia to help us avoid danger. But in today's world, that negativity bias can be a real downer. We get caught in this loop of worry and doubt, constantly thinking about what could go wrong instead of what could go right. But here's the cool part. You can actually rewire those neural pathways. Positive thinking isn't just about putting on a happy face, it's about actively shifting your mindset, focusing on solutions instead of problems, and cultivating that inner belief in yourself. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. The power of gratitude. Ever notice how much better you feel when you take a moment to appreciate the good things in your life? That's not just wishful thinking, it's science at work. Studies show that practicing gratitude actually rewires your brain, making you more resilient to stress and boosting your overall well-being. So, start small, write down 2 things you're grateful for every day. It could be anything from a delicious cup of coffee to a kind gesture from a stranger. 2. Challenge your negative thoughts. You know that feeling when you catch yourself spiraling into a negative thought pattern? That inner critic whispering doubts and fears? Well, it's time to call BS. Recognize those thoughts for what they are, just thoughts, and challenge their validity. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this negativity? What's a more realistic and positive way to look at this situation? 3. Visualize success. Ever heard the saying, mind over matter? Well, it's more than just a catchy phrase. Visualization is a powerful tool for achieving your goals. Imagine yourself succeeding, feeling the emotions associated with that success, and believing in your ability to make it happen. 4. Surround yourself with positivity. You know that old saying, you are who you hang out with, it's true. The people you surround yourself with have a huge impact on your mindset. Seek out positive, supportive individuals who inspire and uplift you. Avoid those negative naysayers who drain your energy and bring you down. 5. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small, celebrate your accomplishment. Acknowledge your progress and give yourself credit for your efforts. This reinforces positive thinking and builds momentum for future success. Remember that time when you finally nailed that presentation at work or aced that test. That feeling of accomplishment? That's the power of positive thinking in action. Now, let me paint a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been struggling with procrastination. She constantly feels overwhelmed by her workload, telling herself, I can't do this, and it's all too much. Sounds familiar? But then she starts incorporating some of these tips. Gratitude journaling each morning, visualizing herself successfully completing tasks, and surrounding herself with supportive friends who encourage her progress. What happens? Sarah gradually shifts her mindset. She starts tackling projects with renewed confidence, celebrating small victories along the way. Suddenly, that overwhelming feeling fades, replaced by a sense of accomplishment and empowerment. That's the magic of positive thinking. It's not about ignoring reality, it's about choosing to focus on solutions, cultivating an optimistic outlook, and believing in your ability to overcome challenges. Remember, folks, you have the power to shape your own mindset. So, choose positivity, embrace those challenges, and watch what incredible things you can achieve. And before we wrap up, I want you to take a moment to reflect. What's one small step you can take today to incorporate positive thinking into your life? Share it with me on social media, let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay positive, and remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.